Today, I replace the words success and failure in my vocabulary with honesty and effort. This makes a big difference in my life today because it helps me focus on what I can control. I know I'm putting a good, honest effort into making these videos. Now, I've had several outtakes on the last few videos, the most outtakes I've had in quite a while. And the nice thing about it is that I'm okay with that. That I know I'm making a good, honest effort in these videos, and that's all I can control. I can't control anyone else's ideas of whether these videos are a success or not. And this goes to everything else in life. I can't control whether you think of anything in my life as a success. All I can do is control the honest effort I put into everything. And that gives me today a very simple, peaceful life to live. It shows me what my job is. My job every day is to make a good, honest effort in everything I'm doing. Beyond that, there's nothing else for me to do. All I'm supposed to do is make an honest effort. And that relieves me of the pressure of worrying about the results of my efforts. I know that whenever I was obsessed and worried all the time about whether my business would be a success or failure, it often didn't do very good because of all that anxiety and worry I put into it. I'm grateful today that my business is doing better than ever, and it's due in large part to the generosity, of course, of everyone that buys the courses I make online. And I'm able to make all those courses because I focus on what honest effort am I putting into what I'm doing today. I focus on what I contribute to the courses instead of other people's purchasing of them. So that doesn't mean I'm not aware of success and failure. It means my actions are guided with primarily my honesty and effort involved. And that makes things a lot simpler. When I first started my business, actually it was a year in, I had a goal of making $10,000 a month. At the time, that was a lot more than I'd ever made doing anything before. And I thought, you know, that would prove I was a success. If I could make $10,000 a month, that would prove it. Well, I set my goal in the beginning of February 2013 to make $10,000 a month by the end of the year. I achieved that goal sometime in the middle of the year, like July or something like that. Honestly, I don't remember exactly the timeline. But I achieved that goal months ahead of where I imagined I would. So therefore, I jumped straight into I'm a success mode. I'm doing everything right. I am amazing. And at the same time, I jumped into, well, maybe this isn't quite it. You know, I'm making $10,000 a month now, but I'm not seeing all the signs of success in my life. It might not be the actual real thing. So maybe I just need to make $20,000 a month, and that will definitely be it. That's the success I'm looking for. So then I set new goals, and what was happening sooner rather than later, I dipped way below $10,000 a month as I felt like such a success. I was making poor decisions. I wasted a lot of the money I made, and I got myself in worse financial trouble than I'd ever been in my entire life. So when I started thinking of myself as a success, that was one of the most damaging things that ever happened to my business. And I'm grateful today. I realize that it's very dangerous to think of myself as a success or a failure. Because if I think of myself as a failure, oh, woe is me, life's not very good, I have to struggle for everything, everyone's fighting against me, I can't get what I really need to be happy today. Life's pretty miserable when you walk around feeling like a failure. So I am too much of a sissy. I can't stand living that painful life of a story where I'm a failure. What I can fully enjoy today is appreciating the honesty and effort. So I just made 3 videos before this, and that way, the failure, when something goes wrong, so you could look and say, well, you messed a few videos up before. That was a failure. You had to reshoot those and do those again. What I can say is I made a good, honest effort on those videos, the same as I'm making on this video. So fundamentally, there's nothing different between this video and the videos I shot before this that you're not likely to ever see. So that gives me a great amount of peace and serenity in my mind. And that also works really good for relationships. It works really good with jobs. It works really well with coworkers. Then if success and failure aren't a big deal, when things go wrong, you don't need to blame people. You don't need to look around and say, you did this. This is your fault. We're in this situation. When success and failure aren't a big deal, then when something good happens, you can give everyone else the credit for it. You don't need to sit there and say, I did this. This is my accomplishment. You don't have to worry about hogging all the credit for things. You can simply be happy with whatever has happened without being worried about someone stealing the credit. I have a friend who was working on a paper, which is, you know, that makes sense since I was in graduate school and I have a lot of educated friends and family, and they were so mad because they didn't get the author position they wanted on the paper. And yet, here's a big success, having a research paper published and being listed as an author on it. Big success, great resume builder, and yet no happiness, no joy to be found in it because of the author position. Well, this isn't a good author position. It's no good. It doesn't even count. So that you can see when you focus on success and failure, it sucks the joy out of life. Because when you don't focus on success and failure, it's pretty easy to make an honest effort. All you have to do is get the paper submitted and just try. Do the work to get the paper submitted, and that's enough. You don't have to get first or second author on it for it to be worth your while. Just doing the work, just doing the research then on the paper is enough. And this is huge with things like dating then, because dating is one of those things where it's often just loaded with misery of success and failure. I thought at one point that I honestly loved the failure of dating. I thought that that's all I knew how to do was fail at dating. And you can see right here, I'm not even sure what just happened right now. And the video just cut out and ended. I've never seen this before. The nice thing, though, you can see with the honesty and effort I'm talking about, it doesn't matter whether I'm shooting this on a background of playing zombies or whether the game just ended all of a sudden while I was playing it for seemingly no reason at all. There, I got an error. Exceeded 250 items for type trigger string. I have no idea what that means, but it doesn't matter because I made a good, honest effort to make this video with you here today. So I wasn't looking for any success or failure out of the game. And yet, even my honesty says, sure, I'd kind of hoped I could maybe try and reach a higher level. And yet, that was secondary. The objective of how far I could get in the game was secondary. What I have to say and remembering it for myself, that's primary. That's the honest effort I'm making. Today I pray to remember the importance of honesty and effort in my life because those are lifesavers for me. I pray to remember the lessons I've learned looking at success and failure and wherever I am tempted to put success or failure in today to substitute honesty and effort in their position. I pray that you have the same chance today to not feel the stranglehold of success and failure in your life. Feel the freedom of honesty and effort in everything you do. Thank you for watching this. I hope you have a great day today.